No, you have a sloppy mouth. Written by Max Begon, read by Raven. David agreed to visiting Stevie and the new hotel she was setting up under two conditions. She provided the booze and the best room there was. It's a bit of a fixer-upper, she warned, but it's actually pretty nice. And she was right. Save for a few foundation issues and some wobbly stonework outside, the place was decent. She left the key under her name for him and Patrick, but honestly at this point all David wanted to do was head to bed. They got kind of a late start, what with having to do some last-minute inventory after closing before getting on the road for a 5-hour drive. They'd only stopped for gas once, but by the time they pulled to this new motel, it was nearing midnight. They both showered and changed, and David was packing away his cleansers. Then Patrick walked back into the room with their toothbrushes, handing one off to David and a piece of paper. David looked at the folded paper quizzically. What's this? Did you see the note Stevie left us with the wine? David shakes his head, capping his moisturizer. Have fun, enjoy the wine. Please don't break the bed or scare off any guests with your raucous lovemaking. Winky face. Stevie. She's the worst. David sets the note on the countertop. Patrick hums from around his toothbrush. They smile at each other in the mirror. Suddenly, without any indication, Patrick's toothpaste-coated lips are planting a kiss on David's clean cheek. Ew, Patrick! David launches back, wiping at his face and laughing. That's gross. He spits into the sink. How's that gross? You once said I have a clean mouth. No, I once said you look like you have a clean mouth. And that, David points, is gross. You haven't even bothered to wipe your mouth. So sloppy. A mischievous grin curls across Patrick's lips as he inches closer to David. No, Patrick. No. I will divorce you. No, you won't. I won't, but I'll make you sleep in the car. No! Toothbrush still in hand, David dodges him again. He darts out of the bathroom, around the far side of the bed, but Patrick's on his tail. He tackles him into the mattress and pins him down. There are still traces of drying toothpaste at the corners of Patrick's lips. Tell me I have a clean mouth. His breath is minty. With all the things you've done to me, you certainly do not have a clean mouth. Patrick's eyebrows raise a little. Say it. David turns his head to the side when Patrick leans down to try to catch his lips. Nope, nope. They're both laughing as Patrick presses a line of kisses down his neck towards his collarbone. They're a little wet, a little sticky, and some teeth are involved. David angles his chin back, unable to hold in his breathy, hiccuping gasps. Patrick slows down after a moment or two, hovering above him with gentle eyes. He takes one long stroke at David's cheekbone, then kisses him full on the lips. His husband is a menace. David doesn't push away. He embraces the kiss, sinking into it. Between that, the smell of Patrick's body wash, and the toothpaste, it's making him a little dizzy. What time are we meeting Stevie tomorrow morning? Patrick asks when he finally pulls away. 10, I think, David says, scratching his nose. Good, Patrick whispers, eyes flashing down towards his lips. We can make out a little more then. You have toothpaste all over your mouth. David drags a thumb over the edges of Patrick's lips, then moves a hand to his own neck. You probably got it on me, too. Only a little. He leans his head down a little more. Hey. Hmm? Are toothpaste kisses incorrect? Patrick's smile widens while David tries to hide his own through pursed lips. He fails. With you? He says a little breathily. I'll consider them correct. He pulls Patrick in again, cupping the back of his neck, but Patrick rears back. I hate to break it to you, David, but you haven't brushed your teeth, and, well, I like clean mouths. With a wink, Patrick removes himself from his straddle, slides right off the bed, and walks back toward the bathroom. leaving David angled upright on his forearms and gaping after him. "Excuse me?" He swings himself off the bed to chase him. "Patrick Brewer, you're such a tease." The end. Thank you for listening.